Did you want to know about triangulation?
Can you explain the method or process in which an outcome can be revealed by using triangulation?
Yes, and we'll do it real simple. Do you know how the GPS on your phone works?
Yes.
The same way.
But where do you those points? I mean, where do you find
you choose
the triangulation points?
You choose them. You choose them. You choose them. Okay, you're at your back door, right?
Okay.
You choose two other points. Let's say your door is one point. You choose a tree and a, or a swing or a car or a rock or a bush. Okay? You can triangulate anything inside those three points. And you're saying, well, Ion, I can see those things. I don't have to triangulate that. And we go, exactly. But what if your triangulation points were Butte, Montana, Brownsville, Texas, and City Island, New York? You couldn't see all that. So your triangle would be large. And then you could pinpoint on a very large ratio scale any pinpointed aspect within those three triangulatable quadrants or a triangle. And you keep dividing the triangle into by half, each line segment by half, and you make that a triangle. And then you divide that by half and you make that a triangle. So you can get it to pinpoint accuracy. So much so that your telephone will say, go 100 yards, turn right, and go 2.1 miles and turn left. Park in the front, pull over, and it'll take you from wherever you are, because it knows where you are, and it triangulates you to the coffee shack.
How would this work with, like, an event?
Oh, that's a good example. The event, the show, that's a good place. You can look how Hal Holbrook would have his little laid out thing there, and he knew. Because vibration, there is no time, vibration can be gauged in a flat, linear, geometric perspective. Well, if you can lay it out in a flat, geometric perspective and take vibrational waves like musical notes out of a pipe organ, it doesn't come out like a water hose, it fills the space. But if you could plot those vibrational frequencies on a flat linear piece of paper, you could accurately calculate from a future point an event that would occur and what the event would be as it occurs. And exactly what you call timing of a future experience. And the reason you're able to do that is because there is no future experience. You're just including your now into a larger perspective, or you're doing an associative, visual, autonomic balance that allows you to calculate exact to the 10,000th decimal point, if you'd like, exact event horizons that are achieved because you have triangulated to the singularity, which is the vibration, which allows that knowing to be considered by you.
Oh, gosh. I still don't get it.
Yeah, it was a mouthful, wasn't it, darling? If you know, there's no reason to triangulate. If you don't, triangulation will work. We said in the beginning, Bob said it was going to be the downfall of non-physical. And that's great fun. It says, if you can't remember, triangulate. Okay? If you would like to know what the weather will be tomorrow, we'd say, well, you can do it like Jenny Bell. She sets what the weather is, and that's what the weather is. Now, is she triangulating or is she creating? We can't see the difference in our world. But now, from your perspective, you're asking a good question, and it's honest and fair and appropriate. You know, you want to know. Okay, and if you play with the aspect of pinging off towers and measuring the distance between towers, like your cell phone does, your phone knows mm-hmm. where you are, or it is. And from knowing where you are, it can tell you how to get to another place in your future. Okay? Because if you're at your house and you want to go to the grocery, and you don't know how to get to the grocery, your computer tells you in advance how to get to the grocery. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have, and it'll even tell you how many damn minutes it's going to take you to get to the grocery. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, that's predicting the future, isn't it?
Yes.
Same thing as the case with any other occurrence in your experience. Now, back to the event. Al Holbrook was sitting there, and he was looking at this big stone, these lines and angles and circles and arcs and chords and different little shapes and diagrams. You can see it on the show. It's available. And then he had these little dominoes, these little tangents, these little line segment little things, like little domino things. And a little woman, his mm-hmm. assistant, walked in and said, and they was having some phatic gobbledygook, and asked about Mr. Walker, this Scott Walker, who was supposedly this guardian, Hal Holbrook's benefit or nemesis. They don't ever show you exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's just sort of playing with it. And he looks at it. He looks at his tablet, his stone, and he's got picks up a little domino, and he says, "Well, it looks to me," and he looks at it, and you can tell he's sort of ciphering a little bit there. He says, "Well, it looks to me that me and Mr. Walker are going to cross paths very," he laid the little domino down, he said, "soon." See, he was triangulating okay. when he was going to intersect with Mr. Walker.
And then when he did, he shot himself.
Shot himself in the head.
So he created that himself. He didn't have to triangulate.
Oh, he most certainly did triangulate. He knew exactly when the future intersection was going to occur vibrationally.
He knew he was going to shoot himself?
That's not what we triangulated. What he triangulated was when he was going to intersect with Mr. Walker.
And he did that based on
triangulation of vibrational frequency in a flat geometric perspective.
And how is the frequency determined? The point.
By the size of the circle from the center point of any triangle of 3 points. The size gives the amplitude of the peaks and trough of a wavelength that would be beginning from the actual point of triangulation, the sign. Cosine would be a minus one, so one block behind it, going toward the future event.
Is everybody getting this?
Yeah, we've been through this. It was before you guys showed up. And we don't give out the formula anymore, but maybe you'll get it. I don't know.
Well, no, she's just getting the tops about triangulation, and that's what's the key. And she's not asking necessarily to get it. She's just trying to get what in the hell we talking about when we talk about triangulation. And so we're basically describing a fractal antenna of applying mathematical fractals that will tell you accurately, precisely, events that you would engage, whether it be very soon or far off. Because, see, darling, what we're talking about simply is it a big triangle or a little triangle? Is it a large space or a small space? Is it something that you can already see yourself? See, if you lost your car keys, you could triangulate where your car keys are. But if you're looking at the table or the basket where you put your car keys and it's laying right there, there's no reason to triangulate it. But if you know where your car keys are, and you're practicing triangulation, you certainly could, because you know the outcome in advance. So if you used any type of ciphering to figure where your car keys are, that would show you the process by which you can prove your sightedness regarding.
Okay, so say I've lost a car key, cell phone, what have you. How do you pick the 3 points to get the outcome, to find the
Okay, you just pick the possibilities of where it could be. Is it possible that your phone is in Norway?
No.
So bring it in this way. Is it possible that your cell phone is in New York City?
No.
Bring it on home then. See, you set the pinpoints of the parameters that you're considering, and you choose. Okay, is it possible your phone's in Anaheim?
You know, I don't know. Actually, I think the phone was stolen.
Then you don't know.
I don't know. But I want to find it.
Well, then, you have an activation on that phone. You put the kill switch on it, did you not?
Yeah, it's all already restricted.
Now, there you go. There's your answer. If the same sons of bitches that was able to restrict it had to know where the fuck it was in order to restrict it, they could tell you precisely where it was. Otherwise, how would they find it to restrict it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's the benefit of getting a fractal application. See? So now all of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, okay, and guess what else? Even if they got on the phone and programmed it, like you can program your phone to another phone, like if you replace a phone, you don't have to go anymore. You can just punch it in. You can set, if it's been reset because of its fractal antenna, and tell exactly who, what, when, where, how, and why the phone is.
Can you do an outcome of, like, who's going to be president?
If you'd like to, darling.
So as an example, you would pick the date of when the outcome would be, and what would be the other two dates, and how would you...
Well, you'd do the candidates, wouldn't you, darling?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd use the candidates that are in the running. Okay? And you have a sitting president now, and that's the Democrats, and then you have the Republicans. So that could be 2 points. Then you have an independent. That could be 3 points. And then you would gauge each of those in their office and do the sine cosine of their values. Values. Isn't that interesting? Now, some of the old hands are just sopping this up like biscuits and gravy, because vibrational values is what we talk about with every pair that you run from a triangulation position. See? So you'd run it the exact same way. And then you would pull it out, and you'd see where the horizon shifts to by the new x-axis in your compulation, and you could tell exactly what A is to B.